Yes, we are holding now Tishbav Tovshin Pei Dalid. That's 5784 Le Bias Olam. As we have this opportunity to be in a situation where we used to in Or Min HaChoshech, the world is so dark. We've never dreamt that it would be a day like today. Everyone thought 2020, 2024, all these magical numbers would add up to something. And the truth is, we see what we are going through. And as we mentioned before, V'yisrael Or Min HaChoshech, that the light is a much greater light when it is besoich chashkos, in the midst of the dark. And therefore, when I learned in the Meir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and I was coming to America afterwards, and I was signed out from the yeshiva, the secretary of the yeshiva, he told me, "You should know, I want to tell you something. You're going to America in so we see much more the skalas hashchina ene Hashem alkechba meishana dachoshana. It's much more mekaymus hakadoshim. Everything is much more light. There's even a Ramban that says that the sky of Eretz Yisrael is more. You could see the shchina more. And I haven't found the makar for it, but that's what people say. But the secretary continues that he told me that you're going to Chutzlaretz, and over there you're going to be a light. You're going to be a light that as you, like you light a candle in a dark room, it's much more illuminating than when there's a light in a light room. As the Gemara says, Shraga b'siyara ma'ahanilei, if you put a small twig in a burning oven, what's the big deal? See, he said that now that you're going in Chutzlaretz and you're going to do Yavodas Hashem, Yavodas HaKodesh, it's going to be much more relevant, it's going to be much more shining in your Yavodas Hashem that you're going to do. So we'll take this to the next level. It's already a few years since then, and the world has turned a lot of times since then, thousands of times. And even someone brought to my attention that the things that are happening in the last few weeks haven't happened, let's say, before COVID in the last 10 years. COVID was also a parasha, but that was something that we had to simulate ourselves and emulate and show our true colors, that you had yeshiva cheder boys that were listening on the telephone and they were mesa nefesh. And people learned on the phones, and the shiurim on the phones became much more, because there's much more of a hiskalos hashchina in a situation of hardship. So now that we are holding on the 21st day of the 3 weeks, which is Tisha B'Av, a cultivation of the Membeis Masois, which in Tzvarim HaKadoshim it says that the 21 days every night is one Masa, every day is another Masa, and therefore we have 42 Masois, 42 travelings, and therefore every person has to travel. It's from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, until we come to Eretz Yisrael, to the Skalas HaShchina. So someone may ask, why is that? What's the connection? It's a hard connection. Tisha B'Av is the Churban Habayis, not the Binyan Habayis. The teretz is, the answer is that the Sefer Avos Yisrael from the Alter Rebbe speaks a lot about it on Shabbos Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazayin. He says that the day of Tisha B'Av is a day when the Goyim, we said in Kinnis today, that the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, a place where the Kohen Gadol only went once a year by the Avodas Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur. And they saw that the Kruvim were perfect, and the Kruvim were facing each other. And that's a simon that it's man she'aisim mitzayin shel makom, that the Yidden are doing the rotzen of the Rebbeinu shel Olam. So how does that match that the Shas, the Churban HaBayis, when the Beis HaMikdash is being destructed, there should be a, that should be a connection to Eisim Mitzayin Shal Mokim, and that is going to be the connection also with the Membeis Masayis of going out of Mitzrayim to coming to Eretz Yisrael on the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. How do all these things come together? It's a big question. And all the Svarim, of course, speak about it. And not only that, we'll hear another Nakuda, what Tzadikim said, the Bal Tanya, the Shtei Shloima, that the Chof Aleph Yoim is a preparation of the Chof Aleph Yoim from Rosh Hashanah to Til Shemini Atzeres, Chof Beis Yoim. Actually, there is Chof Beis Yoim. And therefore, when it's even a greater situation that by the days of Tishrei, it's Melech Be'ir. The king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, is in the city. We cannot come close to him. We cannot come near to him. But when it's Melech Vasada, and when the Chodesh Tammuz and Av, when Melech Vasada, the king, Kav Yochel of Ben Shalom, is in the Sada, in the fields, then we could come close to him. So how does that match up, all these four aspects that we brought out? So the answer is one answer, that the days, the Masayis, which we learned in Pashas Masay, on Shabbos Pashas Masay, is a time that we go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Now, sometimes, when do we see the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash? We see it specifically when it's destroyed. That's when we see the greatness. As long as a person has all the Teichas, the person has all the Hashpayis, Teivis, all the greatness, all the Skalos of Ashkina, they don't see it, they don't appreciate it. When do we appreciate it? We appreciate it the most when it's taken away from us. Then we know we're missing something. And that's what many Tzadikim, amongst them, Karetzol, said, that why is it that we say, V'yoyim Ashri, Shavas Hayinov Hashem, Shabbat Davening, before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Shom V'nei Sof Shabbos, and we say Be'em Eshvi Shabbos V'Einovash, and we say it with a whole niggin. Every kila has their niggin, and we say it with a whole niggin. And V'Einovash, everyone knows, is V'Einovash, V'Einovash, that it's lost. It's lost the nefesh. So how is it that is the greatness of Vai of the Nefesh? We say Vai of the Nefesh with a song. It should be just the opposite. Vai of the Nefesh. We should say it plainly without a song. We should say that, and not only that, we say it Vai of the Nefesh is at the end of the Shomer B'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. So that would mean to say that we have a whole Shabbos for ourselves, and we Yismuchu Malchuscha Shomer Shabbos B'Koyonei, and then at the end Vai Nefesh. So he gives a mashal that when a chayla, a sick person, is sick, is very sick, Rahmanu Litzlan, they don't feel the sickness. They're totally knocked out, Rahmanu Litzlan. But when do they feel it? When they start getting better. When they start getting better, then they feel that they're missing something. So the hefech is the midat hayva meruba to the good aspect, that on Shabbos, we are totally in the Shabbos, so not only does everyone feel it, but once we lose part of the Shabbos, at Matzah Shabbos, when it's only a slight remnant of Shabbos, then we realize that we are missing something. We only have a slight part of Shabbos left. So the same thing we could say is relevant to the days of the Bein HaMitzrayim, the Chof Aleph Yoim, that the Chof Aleph Yoim are days when Kolorifei Yisigua Bein HaMitzrayim, as it says in Eicha, and the Svarim HaKadoshim say on it, Kolorifei Yisigua Bein HaMitzrayim. I've heard it from Rabbeinu Menachem Adler Shlita, he says it always a lot of times, that Kolorifei Yisigua Bein HaMitzrayim, that you seek the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hisigua ben Amtsarim. When are you going to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom? You're going to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom when it's Ben Amtsarim. In these 3 weeks of Galus Hashchina. That in the time of Galus Hashchina, then we're going to be that candle in the darkness, and we're going to be that candle in the darkness, and then we could see everything, right? As we could even say that, like the Hilchas B'dikas Chametz. By B'dikas Chametz, you have to use a candle. You can't come with a big torch and make B'dikas Chametz. You're not going to find it in the B'churin of Sukkos. You're not going to find the hidden Chametz in the cracks. If you're going to come with a big torch, you have to come with a candle, and that's going to help you find the Chametz. So the same thing is now on Tisha B'Av, and B'Fat, specifically on Tisha B'Av, Acha Chatzos, when it's the Zman of the birth of Mashiach, Leidus Mashiach, we will be masig, we will comprehend the greatness of what we want and what we're missing. And that was the specific Zman when they were hit as Erev. So the whole Zman of the Kruvim Zelazev, the Pedas of Klal Yisrael from the Beis Hamikdash, that was Tisha B'Av L'Chatzos. And now that we are holding in this Zman of Tisha B'Av L'Chatzos, if the midday is the Zman of Leidus Mashiach, that is when the time when the revelation of the Rebbeinu Shalom comes anew, and we are going to have the Leidus Mashiach, and we're going to be masig, we're going to attain the Gula Shleima. And therefore, all these four aspects come together on Tisha B'Av Chatzos, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, and that's why there's no other day of the year that we put on talis and tefillin on by Mincha. The Mincha of Tisha B'Av Chatzos, and we say Nachem, we say the Tefillah of Nachem in the Bracha of Yerushalayim Irchon Shemana Esrei, because that is when the Ribbono Shel'Olam comes as close as possible to Klal Yisrael, and that is when we see the greatness of the Hiskalus HaShechina to the greatest extent. So therefore, every person who wants to be Masig, now is the time when we could still, the Yiddish saying goes to Chaperein, we could attain the greatness. If someone who didn't, it says in the Mishnah in Pesachim, someone who didn't do B'dikas Chametz Kaidem HaMayit before the Yom Tov, he should do it B'Seich HaMayit to make sure that he's not being over on having Chametz on Pesach HaShalom. Someone who do it on the Mayit, obviously Chal Mayit is talking about, should do it Achar Mayit, should do it after the Yom Tov of Pesach, because you don't want to have Chametz Shalom on Pesach, which is also. So therefore, a person shouldn't say it's too late. A person shouldn't say it's what am I going to do now? A person always has the greatness that he could be master. He could attain the greatness of Tisha B'Av Chatzos. So we're talking so much about the greatness of Tisha B'Av Chatzos. What are we supposed to attain? What are we looking for? So we said that Melech Basada, the Melech is Basada, so we could find the Malka Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the field, and it's much easier to come to close to him. But we learned in Eicha, Karalai Mayid. It's a Mayid. Tisha B'Av is a Mayid. One may ask, Tisha B'Av is a Mayid? Tisha B'Av is the saddest day of the year. Tisha B'Av is Avelos. Tzoyim, b'chi, fasting and crying, right? For people who have attained the proper sensitivity of what it means to have not of being missing a Beis Hamikdash. So in the Torah HaKadosh, there's another place that it says Mayid also, a few places. One of them is Oyel Mayid. If you look in the English Chumash, it says a tent of meeting. What does it mean, a tent of meeting? That the Mishkan was Oyel Mayid. Mishkan was Oyel Mayid, and that's where Kaviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shalom, spoke with the Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Karalai Mayid is the same word as Oyel Mayid. That's where the Skal Sashchina was. When the Rebbeinu Shalom told Klal Yisrael to make the Mishkan Oyel Mayid, it's going to be Oyel Mayid where Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom are going to come together. tent of meeting. So the greatness of Karlai Moed is that we are coming together with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and as I've heard from Kama, Gracie Yidin, big tzaddikim, that they say that when we sit on the floor saying Kinnis and Eicha, we are sitting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom comes down with us, even though it says Me'olam LeYard Shechina LaMata Me'Asara, but there are times that the Rebbeinu Shalom does Kaviyachol come down LaMata Me'Asara by Ner Chanukah. The Chanukah we see also it's Besmoil, Bechutz, all the things, all the L'mata Me'asara, right? So the Rebbeinu Shalom comes and stays with us. So too when we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, now it's already Iftar Chatzos, but it's ready. The Shavuot brings about the rights about the Zman Leidus Mashiach, so therefore you mechabed es habayis, because to show the bitachon that we have that Mashiach will come, and the mela it's a Zman of Leidus Mashiach, but in what we did this morning and last night was we were sitting Lamata Me'asara, and the Shechina, it's Karalai Mayer, the Shechina comes with us and cries, the Shechina Begalusa, the Shechina is in Galus, and therefore when the Shechina is in Galus, we are together with the Shechina, the Shechina is together with us, the Melech Basada, just like we're Basada, Kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shalom is also Basada, and therefore we could come close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that was the Kruvim Pesach in the Fayim. Specifically on Tisha B'Av Lach HaTzais, the Kruvim were Persik and Afayim, that it was a Bechina, was a situation of Eisim Mitzvayim Shal Mokam, because I think the Tzvayim Shalim says that a Yid, even in his lowest Madrega that he is, the Baruch Shalom was with him, that when he chaps achtu, when he wakes up, when he awakens, and he realizes that he's a Yid, the Baruch Shalom wants to make it that he could wake up and he could raise himself. So Mamela, even Bizman the Bechurban Abayis, the it says there was a big Hisayiris, but it was already too late. So that when the Goyim went in, they saw the person going to find that it was Oysir Hisayiris Shal Magam, and therefore we have to know, a person has to know that even if it comes to him a situation where he thinks he's far, he's like we said by Nechanukah, he's been b'chutz, b'smol, l'matam me'azara, the Shechina is with him. So, like we say in the Zmiris of Shabbos, Atachameni, Oid b'galuzi l'garleni. Of course we want the Gula Shleima. We want the Gula Shleima that we should be nifter from all tzores, but we want also that it should be Atachameni, Oid b'galuzi l'garleni, that when we are still in Galus, there should also be a Gula. And we hope that there will be a Gula. But as long as we're still in Galus, we have to know that we are with the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kimanu Kel. Right, as we say, Utsayis V'Sufa Da'vadavol, Yalkum Kimanu Kel, the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us. And as ungestinkt as the situation in the world could be, as the tenseness that we are going through today in the whole world and the fatness itself, we have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom sees everything that's happening. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is a kol yachol. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a kol yachol. The Rebbeinu Shalom could be paid from everything. And just like on Tisha B'Av, this perfect in Afayim, we have to know that the Tisha B'Av is also a day of. Tzadikim said that when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be a 3 weeks of Yom Tov. The first day is going to be Shavuot V'Tammuz, the last day is going to be Tisha B'Av, and it's going to be a Yom Tov, and the middle in between is going to be Chol Hamoed. So Mimela, as much as a person lives with this, a person will know that he is in the best situation that the Rebbeinu Shalom was putting him in, and he will be Mizabek with the Rebbeinu Shalom. With all this said, we go forth to the Yimei Rachman V'Aslicha Sabam Aleinu L'Tayva, and we have to talk about Mispalel. We have to use these days of Melech Masada, this few hours left that of the Melech Masada, to be mevakish by the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that even if Tavshim Pei Dalet brought along a lot of tribulations for Klal Yisrael, and we would have wanted, I once heard from one Meir Beim, they said, he said that everything's written on Hashanah. We could put in a greater effort that Rosh Hashanah is coming. Rosh Hashanah Tavshim Pei Hei Habalein Lutev is coming. Shabbos Chazak of Tavshim Pei Dalad, we already passed the last one. Matzah Matzah was the last one. The next Chazak is on Simchas Torah of Tavshim Pei Hei. We want that the coming year should be ready this year, of course, but Baruch Shalom knows what's the best for us, and we have to be mispal. I heard from one Dash, and he said that the 10 weeks before Yom Hashanah, we are building ourselves a new year. So Rifat, Alachas Kamer Kamer, that the Tisha B'Av is the Shmini Atzeres of the year, we should be mispal that the upcoming Shmini Atzeres should be a Shmini Atzeres of Geula. Is the Sifrei Kabbalah says the Sefer Besarim brings from Sifrei Kabbalah that in a certain essence Shmini Atzeres is the greatest day of the year, and therefore we have to make sure that it should be B'Kedusha, it should be with the Helikite, with the holiness, and then that should be Mashpia. That already now that it's Melech Vasada, it's the Chof Alef Yom of Melech Vasada. Every little aspect that we could do, if we daven mincha already, if we didn't daven mincha already, we could say a kapitel tilim, we could say a tefillah, right? And we should all on Tisha B'Av, you don't say tachnun even, right? You don't say tachnun, but it's a mayid that we could come together with the Rebbeinu Shlom, and therefore we should talk with mitzvahal. Should kaim banu chachmi Yisrael, we have to be mitzvahal. For Chachmei Yisrael, b'fat Zkon Rebbe, Shai Yaakov ben Yedel, a great Sefer Shalema, and all tzaddikim Shereve, Yichas Yomim, Shalom Tovim, and a tzaddik is a Beis HaMikdash. A tzaddik is a Beis HaMikdash. We have to daven that every tzaddik, in his aspect, should, in his derech and avodas Hashem, should be able to shower upon us a hajacha of how to be over Hashem Emes, how to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and in this chos that just like we need the tzaddikim to do for us, we have to do for the tzaddikim, and then we do for the tzaddikim and the manhige Yisrael and the gedolei ador and the rabbanei ador. We have to know that the avodah is in our hands, and the more that we do, the more that we will be able to give that the Rebbeinu Shlom should help us that now that it's Tisha B'Av and it's Melech Vasada, we should be zeicha to Gula Shleima b'mehev yameinu b'yisgoyel tzadik b'mehev yameinu. Amen. Shana Babi Shalim.